Off of the off of their yet to be released album, Cognitive Dissonance. There is Coherency. I am just absolutely tripping over my tongue today, guys. Cognitive Dissonance by Coherency. I got it. There it is. That was Bleed. That's one of my favorites on the album, actually. One of my two favorites on there. I like that song a lot. We were talking while we were listening to it. Definite Nirvana vibe there. What do you guys got to say about that?
Maybe slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah, no, I mean, the influence is pretty, I mean, we don't hide it.
Yeah.
Love the song Breed, and Bleed was, I mean, it's obviously just one letter difference, sounds almost the same. That intro drum roll, always love that on that song, and I kind of had the little riff, it's similar for sure, and then I always kind of envisioned just making a song very similar to that. Obviously, the chorus is much different, but... Yeah, I always love that kind of intro drum roll and always wanted to make a song that kind of was influenced by it, so pretty happy with it.
Very cool. All right, you guys got the CD coming out June the 16th, right?
That's right.
All right. Where are people going to be able to get it? All the normal places, Spotify?
Yeah, so pretty much all the normal places online. You can. I want to give a little bit of a shout-out to Sunrise Records in town here, because they're building up a local artist CD shelf. So we're going to go, I guess, put some CDs on the rack and join the other kind of local bands that have done that, too.
Yeah, and Vintage Vinyl as well. So you can find it there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about a week and a half away, so.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Should be cool. So you guys want to play a song? You want to keep going with the CD, or what do you guys want to do next?
Let's play a song.
All right.
All right, so this one is called Mental Breakdown. It's the first record, or first song on the record. I'll let you figure it out.
Coherency with Mental Breakdown off their brand new album, Cognitive Dissonance. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Sound good. Let's spin one more here before the commercial break. We got Silence, the Silence Inside of Us.
Yeah.
Coming up next. Anything you want to say about either of those two songs? The mic is yours.
Yeah. The Silence Inside Us is, I don't know, it was kind of a, it was a bit of a dark time, I guess. At least sort of internally within myself. And this was sort of the first song that I kind of put together when we reformed in 2017. And I was really excited to kind of get back writing. And kind of get some of that junk out.
Very cool. Let's take a listen here. Here is Coherency with the Silence Inside of Us on 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio. We're still in the studio here tonight with Coherency ahead of their CD release for Cognitive Dissonance. They're letting us listen to it, or most of it, tonight here. So far, so good, guys. Well done.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. It's awesome to be here.
You guys are putting out the CD on the 16th down at the club side of the exchange. Anything else we should add to that?
No, you should come down and check it out.
Yeah,
it'll be a good time.
It'll be nice and packed in the club side that night, I'm sure. Should be a good night.
Yeah, we figured we'd get a small venue and then fill it.
Exactly. Because
that would feel better.
It does.
It's an all-ages show, too, so I don't know if we got any young listeners out here, but yeah.
Come on out.
Come on down.
Bring your kids and earphones for them.
Yes. Always the best part of an exchange show is everybody can come by and enjoy it.
Yeah.
All right, I got to get a food question in, because this is how you get bands talking. You ask them about food. What's your favorite pre-show food? What do you guys got to have in your belly when you go on stage?
Does alcohol count?
Alcohol counts.
We used to hit up, what's that place on duty there, and get those wings and stuff before we'd play.
Yeah, I don't know.
With the Saskatchewan plate and all the craft beers, we'd hit that place a lot back in the day.
It's probably more the after show stuff is a little bit bigger with us.
Yeah, I like to.
Well, then let's talk about that.
I like to not eat anything before a show. I want to keep the mic clean. So after the show, our thing lately has been going to Leo's NOD, and mostly because they have like a really awesome breakfast, and I like to eat breakfast after a show. like 1 o'clock in the morning. We have to race there before they shut down, but most of the time we make it, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it used to be Denny's back in the day, but that's a big drive over to the East End, so now we hit Leo's instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, same with me. Like to keep it light in before the show, just a couple beers in the stomach is good enough, and then you find a way to eat after.
Sounds good.
And all Eric is all about the Scotch egg after the gig.
Oh.
Gotta be a Scotch egg or it ruins the night.
Highly recommended. See, check it out, guys.
That's the answer I'm looking for, is like, he needs a Scotch egg. Well done. All right, let's keep moving through the CD here. We got an hour left, but we still got quite a few songs here. You've got Allowed to Die up next, looks like.
Yeah.
Eighth track.
Yeah.
What's Allowed to Die?
Lyrically, a lot of my kind of stuff comes from, all sorts of places, but I took a lot of influence from Bad Religion. You know, their complexity of lyrics was something I really aspired to. But something that I really enjoyed was their titles were the opposite of what the song was about. So really, the song is that you're not allowed to die. You know, really it's about my wife who's not allowed to die, because that wouldn't be awesome for anyone. So she has to stay alive longer than I do so that things are good.
That works. All right, let's take a listen here on 91.3 FM CJTR Regina Community Radio. Here is Coherency with Allowed to Die. Coherency with Resisting Arrest. You were just mentioning the bass lick in that one.
Yeah, isn't that bass?
That's pretty sweet bass.
The end part there, especially, isn't that tasty?
It is. It really is.
I mean, the bass pretty much is the glue that holds this whole band together.
Wow, he's gotten cocky, eh?
Wow. Yeah. That's okay, though.
So I want to divert the conversation to our local scene here. It's one of the things we like to do here in the cockpit, is talk about the local scene, what you guys think. You guys were talking about Sunrise Records and how they have the local rack there. What are you guys buying off the local rack at Sunrise?
You know, I think... like when it comes to, you know, buying local music and stuff, that's something that honestly I just kind of found recently, and I kind of hope that more people find that too. It started with basically buying CDs from bands that we've played with, and I think that's a great place to start. We picked up like a New Era CD that way, and those guys are awesome to play with.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's I think playing with bands and sort of supporting them that way as well is an awesome way to build out kind of my collection that way too.
Anyone else got a favorite local band? Someone you're buying music from?
Well, it's slightly off topic, but I mean, kind of what Brendan was saying about playing with other bands. For me personally, I mean, I haven't really been playing live for a whole bunch of times, so I can kind of appreciate or kind of glean some stuff off of just kind of watching them and seeing what they do up there, pick up some sweet moves, or try to anyways. But it's more you kind of watch them and just kind of see how they kind of what they do up there, and you kind of get a little more of an appreciation when you start playing yourself. You're like, oh yeah, that's pretty sweet. So I enjoy that aspect of it, playing with local people for sure.
Yeah, and that's kind of where you can get a lot of variety from, right? And,
yeah.
Playing with local bands that are kind of doing the same sort of thing we are, even if we're not, you know, sonically the same. You know, it's nice because it brings a little variety to the show.
There is Coherency. That's Here For Now, is it not?
That is the acoustic version of Here For Now.
One of my favorites off of the new album, Cognitive Dissonance.
Yeah.
Guys, thanks for playing that one.
Yeah, it's fun to kind of turn that into something else. Because the song on the record, if you're expecting that, it is not like that.
It's about twice the tempo as that one.
I would describe it as like along the lines of a Rancid or Social Distortion.
Yeah,
something along that line.
I think that's fair, right? It's kind of got that three chord punk kind of feel to it for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely probably my favorite on the album for sure, and I was pretty excited to play bass on it and kind of add a little Rancid flavor in there. Yeah.
Okay, you guys are releasing the album. We got to say it as many times as we can so those folks out there know. On the 16th of June. Guys are going to be down at the Exchange with Ghost Notes. Going to be a big show. Any surprises?
You know, there might be a little bit of surprises. I think, you know, we can't say too much, but we've been working on a couple little goodies. So if that all pans out, it's going to be awesome.
We're also trying to make the feel of this release party to be more of a release party and less of a show. We right. want it to be interactive. We're going to feed off the crowd there. We'll play when they want to hear some more, and we're going to party when they want to do some partying. So it's all good.
Should be a good time. Let's listen to a couple more songs on the album. And then when we come back after the break, I think, you guys are going to be submitted to the dead record question.
Oh, no.
I ask this of almost every band that comes in, and it's the most enlightening of all questions. So let's take a look to what we got next coming up, though. Singularity?
Yeah.
That's a good all right. one.
So this is probably the weirdest song that we do. It's got sort of a couple of different feels to it. But it is fun to play. But yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't think it really kind of fits in with what we do normally.
I think Brennan wanted to make something like overly complicated that like takes forever to learn. I think that song in general probably took the same amount of time to learn as every other song combined. So thanks for that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right. Well, here's Coherency's prog rock masterpiece then. On 91.3 FM, CJTR, Regina Community Radio.